I don't think the Baruch Haim has to specify the particular Beis Rebbe in the Macha, but the shtick of the Marakama is a raya that he sold the rest of the field. But it's not a raya in the shtick of the Marakama. The Marakama was ma'aseh with shaisik. So it's a raya that he sold the field, otherwise it wasn't imaycha. But this Beis Rebbe, maybe Hitaka did not sell. Maybe he sold the rest of the field, but he never sold the Beis Rebbe. If he never sold the Beis Rebbe, why wasn't he imaycha? Because in the Beis Rebbe there was no chazok, because we had no reason to be imaycha. Yeah, so to my Master Rabbi Barabai, Elo Me'ato Tsunmo Bameikne. So, he's telling me that in the. What's the Elo Me'ato? Telling me that in a karka that's not a Bar's Rio, there's no way to be Machsik. What are we saying? He's saying that in the Beis Rebbe that's not a Bar's Rio. There's no way to be machzik, because if there was a way to be machzik in the tsunma, then why would it be included in the chazak of the rest of the field? The Gemara said a distinction: if you left out a Beis Rebbe and the Beis Rebbe is a barzriya and you weren't zereyit, so then in that Beis Rebbe there's no chazak, because the Marakama could say that I didn't see anything happening in that Beis Rebbe, that's why it wasn't my chazak. But if it's a tsunma, then the lack of Macho Mitzad the Marakam is not a Raya. And Mimeil, it's included in the Chazok of the rest of the field. Yeah, so the whole thing implies, that distinction implies, that in its Sunma there's no Maisa Chazokah that he could have done. So then the Gemara says, what if the whole field is its Sunma? What if the whole field is not a Barzriya? It's just a Tzchiach Sela. So how are you ever going to make a Chazokah in a field that's not a Barzriya? Elo mukmevei elo. What's the answer? Is elo mukmevei chevo. So mishtechovei pebo pei. There are things you could do in a tsunma. You could put animals out to graze. You could put out fruit to dry. So if that's the case, shachanami yiboyle mukmevei chevo. So now mishtechovei pei. So then, even in the case of a beis reiva, even if the beis reiva is not a bar zriya, there was a chazaka that he could have done in that beis reiva. And if he didn't do that, then he can't be machzik in the Beis Rebbe. So the Beis Rebbe will be left out of the chazak. That's the Ashbam. El me'ata lekech mechaveri tzumah b'may konu lebe'ez achilu shesholu shonu chayil v'ayna basriya v'chiyayna konu shom v'chiyayna konu shom v'amodu shom v'himoysov lirboitz v'lirois v'lishtichas peyroysov. So chanami, that's what he could have done in the Beis Rebbe, and therefore v'likonu le'agavara, and therefore can't be machzik in the tsunma in the Beis Rebbe aga of the rest of the field. Anyway, the kitzur, bottom line, it comes out in this Gemara that there's no distinction between a barzriya and not a barzriya. There's no kark in which you can't do something. And since there's no kark in which you can't do something, so in effect, every kark is a barzriya. And therefore, every Beis Rebbe goes into this halacha, the original halacha, that ochle kulo chutzm Beis Rebbe, kona kulo chutzm Beis Rebbe. The chazok is good for the rest of the field, but not for that Beis Rebbe. I had a ha'ara. According to the sheet of the Ramban and the Ritva, that Beis Medrash, that the way Chazaka works is really there should be a raya middle micha maybe before 3 years. The Ritva says even after one achila there's already a raya middle micha. But since within 3 years there's a raya of achvei shtorach, so we say the achvei shtorach, and the achvei shtorach breaks the Chazaka. So I had the following shayla. Let's say a machzik, you're the machzik. Let's say you have a field and you achle kula, you're a machzik in the whole field, you're a peris in the whole field, chutz min beis reiva. So the din is kona kula chutz min beis reiva. So you have a chazok in the rest of the field, but not in that beis reiva, because in that beis reiva there's no midle mich. And that beis reiva I didn't have to be meicha, so my silence, that beis reiva doesn't mean anything. But in the rest of the field you have a chazok. And the following question. Your taina is that you bought the whole field. Lishitoscha. You are saying that you bought the whole field, including the Beis Rebbe. And you had a shtar. So why did you throw out your shtar? Because 3 years passed by, in which I wasn't meicha, and therefore you felt confident that you're able to throw out your shtar. The Rishonim will say, you only throw out the shtar after 3 years of achilah. If a person, mashallah, if you, let's say you did achila 1 year, and then there are other 2 years you didn't do an achila at all. So why can't you, why don't you have a chazak? Maybe we could ask that as a, we'll preface that. If you, let's say you ate 1 year, you ate an achila, there was a milamicha, for 1 year you ate Paris. The other 2 years you just twiddled your thumbs. So do you have a chazak? So, I don't know. Why not? After 1 year there's already a milamicha. And achvishtorach, after 3 years you throw away your star. So you shouldn't say the fairs. That's not a kasha. Because you only throw out your star after 3 years of achilo. So the 3 years of achilo with the shtikas hamarakama makes you complacent that you throw out your star. But if you were sitting twiddling your thumbs, then you didn't become complacent, and you had no reason to be complacent. And if you had no reason to be complacent, you had no excuse to throw out your star. That's Torah Pshutim. So now I'm asking over here, did you have a right to throw out the star? Lishitoscha, you claim that the star included the Beis Raya. We may not believe you, but your claim is that the star included the Beis Raya. You're making a claim to the whole Sadda with the Beis Raya. So Lidvarecha, the star that you had, included this Beis Raya. In this Beis Raya, we didn't need any payers. So L'chayre, you had no right to throw out the star, as far as this Beis Raya is concerned. Well, if you had no right to throw out the star because of this Beis Raya, so why doesn't it make an Achvish Shtarach on the whole field? The Meister Star was on the whole field. Again, Lishit Lidvarecha. Lidvarecha, you don't have a raya that the Star was on the whole field. You don't have a raya about the Beisheva. But Lidvarecha, the Star was on the whole field. And you didn't have a right to throw out the Star, because the Star included the Beisheva, and in the Beisheva, you had no reason to be complacent. So you didn't have, L'chayr, you had no business throwing out the Star. So there's a raya of an Achvish Shtarach. The raya of an Achvish Shtarach should be on your whole taina. So you shouldn't be zeich in any of the field. Because L'chayr, once there's an Achvish Shtarach, the Star is not divisible. You can't throw out the star, you can't throw out the rest of the star and just leave for yourself the piece of the star that talks about the Beis Raya. And you know, the star is in one piece. So, did you have a right to throw out the star, or did you not have a right to throw out the star? L'chayr, you have no right to throw out the star, because this Beis Raya you still needed the star for. So there's an Achvish Shtarach. So why doesn't that Achvish Shtarach make a reyes in the taina klapi the whole field? So I think that this from this kasha, maybe we could posit a yisoid later on in the parak. I don't know if we'll get there ever, but maybe we'll get there. I think later in the parak we'll see this yisoid might be useful. Yeah, maybe it could be useful even in the sugya shchunei galay, which is coming up. So we'll see. But I want to posit a yisoid that the reis of Achvish Shtarach does not mean. Even though l'chayra, there's a mitlamicha, l'chayra you have a raya, but on the other hand, your strange behavior in throwing out the star is an indication that you're a liar. You're doing a strange thing. You throw out your star, teit sholosh is the reis of Achvish Shtarach. So the pashup shot, in the reis of Achvish Shtarach, teit sholosh, is that while on the other hand, from the my silence, I'm the Marakam, from my silence is a raya that you did by the field. But on the other hand, your bizarre behavior, and it's very bizarre for you to have thrown out the star. It's more likely that you're lying. You never had a star, because for you to have thrown out the star, would be bizarre. So therefore, your throwing out the star is a strange behavior, which we don't believe you would have engaged in. And therefore, the fact that you're claiming that you did such a strange thing undermines your time. So that's my question. So here's the same thing. Here, you're claiming that you threw out the star. So here it's after Sholosh. But as far as the Beis Raya is concerned, it's Teich Sholosh, because you haven't eaten Paris in the Beis Raya for 3 years. So as far as the Beis Raya is concerned, it's Teich Sholosh. And if it's Teich Sholosh for the Beis Raya, then it's strange for you to throw out the star. It's strange for you to throw out the star, period. So you're saying that you threw out the star is a strange thing. It makes you a liar. That's my question. So I think that from here is an indication that that's not the way to look at it. That's not the pshat in Achvish Shtarach. Achvish Shtarach means something else. Achvish Shtarach means that be'etzem, to taina that you bought a field and not to have a star is a taina gvul. We don't hear such a taina. Since the derech is that people buy, the Rashbam says in Daf Mem Beis, the derech is that people buy karka with with b'shtara be'edim. The tatlin is nicknamed without shtara, with shalei b'shtara, shalei be'edim, shalei b'shtara, shalei be'edim. But karka is nicknamed b'shtara, b'shtara. Shtar generally, when you buy karka, there's a shtar. The shtar means where this edim, where the shtar is the edim. That's what the shtar means of it. But since the derech is on karka to have a shtar, and to lay, to have a, and a shtar is a raya gemur, you know, it's a shtar is a raya gemur. To claim ownership on karka without a raya gemur is a tiny gul, it's not a tiny that we hear. Moshe, al derech, we had such a concept in the beginning of the sechem daf hey. We talked about Enun and Pereta Yisrael, Chazaka Enun and Pereta Yisrael. So Chayim Elokasha, how you might see Mammon with the Chazaka, with the Roiv, you can't be might see Mammon. And Ruv Chazaka, Ruv Adif. So how can you might see Mammon with the Chazaka? You can't even might see Mammon with the Roiv. How can you might see Mammon with the Chazaka? So we talked about it. Some Chayim say that it's a very strong Chazaka. But what Mahalach and Chayim is? We had talked about this. We had there was in the Yeshivas on Kabbalah. There's a riot that's. Ravachas, that there's a mahalach that's Ravachas. We talked about it. Is that it's not the pshat yizoychil that you might see mammon with the raya that ain't in parei tachsmana. The taina parua tachsmana, the loivest taina parati tachsmana is a taina grua. We're not makabel such a taina. Pastis is a chayv. The chayv means there's a chayv. You owe money. You got him with a taina parati. The taina parati tachsmana is a taina grua. It's not a taina miskabelos. So we just don't hear in Basin. Basin doesn't have to hear all out. Basin that mechuyev to hear out. We understand it. Basin hears tainus. Normally, a tainus mayor is fakeus. You have a right to make a tain in Basin. Some tainus are so dubious that you don't have a right to tain them in Basin. So tain grew. Al derech zeh, the vort of achvei shorach is not you're doing a strange behavior. The fact that you're claiming that you did a strange thing, that you threw your star type shalish, and the strangeness of the thing that you're doing is a raya that's talking out the shah. You didn't do it. You never had a star. Because throwing out a star is a very strange behavior. We don't believe it. It's such a bizarre thing. What is that derech? Rather, the pshat is the normal way by karka. The normal way to be zeichin in karka is with a raya that's buttressed with edim. Star or edim, edus papeh, edus shibestar. Then it says loshen lorishbam daf membeis. He says we talk about star or edim. You know, you, the derech by karka is to sell it b'shtar or b'edim. So, but when it comes to karka, if you don't have shtar or edim, then it's a tiny gua. Other things, metalklin, the derech is not to have edim for it, not to have a raya gemur. So you can tiny that metalklin are yours with something which is less than a raya gemur, with the chazaka, achsukinish begasim nisloim achsikinon, with kol mashtachas yodarei shalom. You can with lesser tinyness, you could be zeichin. We'll hear tinyness that are buttressed by less than a raya gemur to be zeichin metalklin. But by karka, since the derech is to have a raya gemur in karka. If you don't have a raya gemur on the karka, then your tain is ba'etzim and tain agur, then we're not willing to be makabel. Unless it's after shalish. After shalish, it changes. After shalish, it's no longer a tain agur. Because after shalish, is no longer the derech to have a star. But teich shalish, where it's the derech to have a star, to lay claim to a karka without a star is a tain agur. Tain agur ba'etzim. What I want to game at that is, here you have a field, and for most of the field it's after Shalosh. Because most of the field I ate Paris for 3 years. So as far as the rest of the field is concerned, outside the base Reva, I'm already holding away after Shalosh. As far as the base Reva is concerned, it's Teich Shalosh. Because in the base Reva I didn't do any, I wasn't Shetech Paris, and I wasn't doing, didn't do any Zriya. For the base Reva it's Teich Shalosh. For the rest of the field it's after Shalosh. So my question was, at the end of the day, is one shtar. So was it strange for me to throw out the star, or was it not strange to throw out the star? L'chayr, it was still strange for me to throw out the star. Because in the Beis Reva, it's Teich Shalosh. And throwing out a star at Teich Shalosh is a strange thing to do. But I want to say, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, Teich Shalosh, not having a star makes you tiny, tiny gula. L'acha Shalosh, not having a star is not a tiny gula. Klapi the rest of the field is acha Shalosh. So klapi the rest of the field, my tiny is not a tiny gula. Once it's not a tiny gula, so therefore I can be zeich on the rest of the field. The fact that I don't have a star is not an impediment to my taina. So I can taina that it's mine. And I have a raya midalei michal. I have a raya from the shtik of the Murakama. Yushaisik. And I was eichel peiris gimel shonim. I have all the rayas that I need. And it's after shalish. And after shalish is not a taina guru. The fact that it happens to be in the same link, the fact that it happens to be that there was one star for the, that I claim that the same star that I had for the rest of the field, I claimed that I had it on the Beis Reva too. That doesn't matter. We're being down on the rest of the field. Nechab, based on that, down on the Beis Reva. Beis Reva, you lose. In the Beis Reva, you lose. The rest of the field, you win. Because in the rest of the field, you have a good taina. You have a taina that midlei micha. You have a raya. And for the rest of the field, not having a shtar does not make your taina taina gula. So mele, you're able to be zayich. It's an edel thing a little bit. I think later, it'll be useful, I think. Yeah.
Why can't you say the similar question as before, that since there's a tiny gerua on the base robot, that affects the tiny gerua on the rest of the field, to be a tiny gerua also?
Because, again, my behavior is modern, because lidvarai, for all we know, there was no star on the base robot. For all Beis Din knows, you're lying. You're a greedy guy. You're claiming that you had a star in the Beis Reva too. We don't have to believe you. In fact, we don't believe you. That's really the din. You're zeich in the rest of the field because in the rest of the field we believe you. You're not zeich in the Beis Reva because we don't believe you in the rest of the Beis Reva. That means, as far as Beis is concerned, there really was only a star on the rest of the field. There was no star in the Beis Reva. The star didn't have the Beis Reva in it. That's what we believe. But my question was, but lidvarecha, you claim that you had a star in the whole field. Lidvarecha, it was strange for you to throw out the star. So why isn't that a raise in your taina? Lidvarecha, your taina is a taina. Lidvarecha, you're saying that you did something that's bizarre to do. So we don't believe that you did. We don't believe that a person throws out a star toch shalish. You're claiming that you did something that we don't believe people do. Your taina is that you threw out the star toch shalish. At least it was toch shalish for the Beis Reva. We don't believe people did it. That's my question. The answer is, no, it's not that you did something strange that we don't believe that you did. It's that, but etzim, it's a taina grua to say that we're mekabel your taina klapi the rest of the field, and we don't accept your taina klapi the Beis Reva. We accept your taina klapi the rest of the field, and you win in the rest of the field because in the rest of the field it's not a taina grua. There's no lidvarecha. See, if it's a behavior that we think you're lying about. So lidvarecha, you did a behavior that we think you're lying about. So then we think that you're a liar. Lidvarecha, we are a liar. I'm saying, well, it's not that we think that you're lying when you say that the other star tach sholish. It's just that to be zeich in a field without a raya gemur tach sholish, the derech is to be zeich with the raya gemur. To try to be zeich in a field without a raya gemur when it's tach sholish and you're expected to have a raya gemur, so we don't hear such a time. So here I'm being zeich in a field that's after sholish. I don't want to dwell on this too much because Lamaisa right now it's not sin again, but it's something I want to file away. Yeah.
Our comma isn't like, if he's not loaded to the rest of the field, then why is it not a loaded to the max ginsha in the entire field?
Again, the Markama is the Markama denies the whole thing, doesn't think he sold it at all. What are you asking?
Why doesn't he have a kind of like, why doesn't he have a kind of the max if the max wasn't maxic and max ginsha by using the whole field?
Not fair, I follow. The Marakama claims that the Marakama is... I'm the Marakama. I claim that you're lying. You were lying. You never had a star. Okay, but there's a riot. I should have been like, so my silence is a riot that I'm not telling the truth. But on the other hand, you have a tie in the group because you're claiming ownership in a field for which you have no star. So the answer is, but it's after Sholish. After Sholish, that's not a Taina Gru. But Toch Sholish, it is a Taina Gru. And that's able to be Mischalik. Clap in the Beis Reva, it's a Taina Gru. Clap in the rest of the field, it's not a Taina Gru. Because Be'etzim, it's a separate Taina. Your Taina on the Beis Reva and your Taina on the rest of the field are divisible things. The Taina is divisible. You win in Gabi the rest of the field, you lose the Gabi the Beis Reva. My question was that the fact that you're claiming there was a star in the whole field and you threw it away. We think that's a lie, so why don't we say Lidvarecha, you're a shakran? Because Lefi, your own words, you're a shakran, you're saying that you did something that nobody does. That's not true. It's not that nobody throws out a star. It's a taina gru. So it's not a taina that we hear. So the guy with the taina, we can divide the taina. We'll be makabal the winning part of the taina, and won't be makabal the not winning part of the taina. Okay, we have to move on. I want to get into Shkuni Gavaisla today. Yeah, one hour. The Rama, when he brings his halacha.
Interesting thing.
Pashish said, the Gemara says, Sunba Mamayik. How are you Zeich in Sunba? Sunba Mamayik. So the Gemara ends with Mishtuk Bapayri and so on. So what does Gemara mean, Sunba Mamayik? So Rashi, the Rashbam said, The literal translation of the word, sunma bameh yikneh. With what can you be kainet sunma? So, it sounds like we're talking about kinyan. We're not talking about kinyan, we're talking about cheskil shana. So Rashbam says, that's what it means. So Dr. Rashbam, elam yata halukech mechaverit sunma bameh konile, meaning be'ezu yachilish shalosh shanim. With what shalosh shanim could you bring, will you be able to prove that you were zoicha in the tzumah? And the question is not so clear. Who says there is a chesed gil shanim for tzumah? Maybe tzumah taka since the no achilas peiris. The taka can't make a chesed gil shanim for mul shanim. So you just have to keep your shtar. But somehow the Gemara was pushed to the Gemara that all karkoyis have chesed gil shanim. The Rambam. Perek Aleph Mechira Locha Hezayin Tezvod seems to have understood the Gemara differently. The Rambam talks about Kinyan. This is Hilchas Sefer Kinyan. Hilchas Mechira Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvod Zot. The Rambam talks about Kinyan Chazok in Karka. So Dr. Rambam, Hoysa Karka Tzchiach Sela. If the Karka was rock, She'en Bo Legeder Bo Lepirtzo Ve'eno Basriya. In a rocky field, you can't make a geder and you can't be pirates together. Interesting thing. I don't know why not. Why can't you have a getter around a rocky field? But the Ram says in a rocky field, it doesn't make sense to be goyder. I guess even if you made a fence, maybe it's meaningless. What are you being goyder? It's just empty rock. What are you fencing in? What are you fencing out? It's nothing. Ve'in a basriya, and you can't be zareya. Harei chazaka shekoyno isa shtichas peiros yamodus behema shom mechayetsis emishar atashmish. The way you're zoych, the way you're kind of the field, is almost on a kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka normally is Noel Godru Parats. You locked the gate, you made the gate, you broke the gate, you opened the gate. He says, in a tzunma, you can't do any of those things. And you also can't do Paris. You can't eat Paris. Interesting. What does Achilles Paris have to do with Kinyan Chazok? We'll see in a second. So he says, so how you kind of, how do you make a Kinyan Chazok in Sunma? With Shtichas Paris and with Shtichas Paris and Amodis Behem. And then the Ram goes on and he says, Hamoicha Son of the Chaveri. If I sold the field to you, and you went in, vizora einora, and you planted or you plowed, aisha osa peiris eilon, aizomroi, or you harvested peiris, or you pruned it, v'chol koyetsi v'dvar meilu, harei zek kono, sherei hechsit, vein echen mem yochel achsibu. Because that's called the kinyan chazok. The two things are the two rams are connected. The ramam holds that kinyan peiris, which we have in our parak. For Chesed Gimel Shonim, the Ram holds that Kinyan Peiros also works for Kinyan Chazok. It's a way to do Kinyan Chazok is with Achilles Peiros. Achilles Peiros is a Kinyan Chazok. And that's connected, and the Ram therefore learns that when the Gemara has Sunma Bameyikne, the Gemara is not asking, how do you have Chesed Gimel Shonim and Sunma? Maybe because the Ram will learn, first of all, the Lashon Gemara is Sunma Bameykonim, Sunma Bameyikne. The Lashon Gemara sounds like we're talking about regular Kinyan. Yeah, and moreover, otherwise, what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe in a tzumah you can't make chesed gimel shanim. Well, who says you can? But a kinyan of out of this kinyan chazak and all kinds of karka. So the Rambam learned the Gemara tzumah meyikna means that the Gemara understood that achilas peiros is a kind of kinyan chazak. But in a tzumah, there's no achilas peiros and there's no god, no alam, there's no parats. So how do you make a kinyan chazak in a tzumah? Zot the Rambam. So the Gemara answers, baby, mishtuk peiros. You have a different kind of achilas peiros. Rambam odus behemos. The Rambam is chaylik. The Ravid says, "Homil sulei mechavu, the chazaka achilas peirsi, the achilas peirs lei mahani ele kineged taina. Aval lemikne ara lekani ele midi de mahani le ara kainol begala." The Ravid says, "And not just in Kenyan peirs, not a Kenyan chazaka. Kenyan chazaka has to be something which is a mayol, an improvement in the karka. No, God, it's an improvement. You did something to the karka itself. What does Kenyan peirs have to do with the karka itself? Kenyan peirs legabe chesedim l'shanim, but it wasn't said for. It's not a ma'isik Kenyan." Yeah, so Rambam says in Chiddush that Kinyan Peiros works for Kinyan Chazaka. So what's the pshat in Rambam? L'chayra. I mean, why? Kinyan Peiros we have in Cheskim Shonim, because Raya, Midolei Micho. What does it have to do with Kinyan Chazaka? So l'chayra, the pshat in Rambam is that the Rambam holds that since Kinyan Peiros is a hero's bailus, it shows bailus, it's evidence of bailus. As you see in Ches Gimel Shonim, you see that if you eat Peiros for 3 years, it becomes evidence of Bailus. So apparently, Achilles Peiros is a Maiser that shows Bailus. Well, that's really the definition of Chazaka. The definition of Chazaka is an act that shows Bailus in the Karka. So therefore, the Rambam held, Mali, what's the difference if you were Noel or Godar and you showed Bailus that way? Well, you ate Peiros. It's implicit in the concept of Cheskin Lashonim that eating Peiros is a kind of Heroes Bailus in the Karka. So Mela, just like it works as a Raya after Gimel Shonim, this is works as a Raya that you put the Karka, it also works as a Maisa Kinyan. I had a hakira. What's the hayros bialis and the achilas bialis? Wherein lies the hayros bialis and achilas bialis? That it works for a kingdom. Is it that the achilas bialis the etzim shows bialis? Because it's an act of a violent eat the bears? Or is it that the shtick of the Murakama shows violence?
I think it has to be more than the design. Talks about how Achilles Paris is not by Nexe Gary.
Oh, very good. So I think Zariah. That comes from Zeramim in Sram and Perik Beis of Schiyum Atona. Very good. The Rambam says by Nixei Hager, Nixei Hager means somebody, a person died with no Yorshim. So Enoch Adam Bishol, who doesn't have Yorshim, he doesn't have children, he has parents, he doesn't have parents, he has cousins. But a Ger, who died childless, has no relatives. So a ger who died, he left left property. So it becomes hefker. Anybody could be zeich. So the Rambam says, "Halakeach karka mechaveroi vehechzegobo beachilas peiros erkonu k'moshe biyarnu." Normally, achilas peiros is a kind of thing. That's the Rambam shita. Aval benichse hefker and nichse ager. Afilo ochel peiros ilin kamashonu lekonu guf ilin legu fa karka atshiyase meise beguf oritz yavad avoid beilin. Rav says by nichse ager, achilas peiros doesn't work as a meise kinyan. You have to do a meise in the guf akar. So what's the pshat? Why is achilas peiros lo meigor? Why is achilas peiros any different than any other? Why is achilas peiros any different than any other meise kinyan? Okay, the Rav is masik here too. He learns that achilas peiros is not a kinyan. So the chorus arrived from this Rambam that the achilas peiros is not a heroes of violence in the karka per se. If you do something in the gufa karka per se, that's a violence. That shows that you're a violent. You know, you go there. So that shows that you're a violent. But eating peiros, you didn't do anything in the gufa karka. So why does it show that you're a violent in the karka? Because of the shtikas abayim. The heroes of violence come from the shtikas abayim. It comes in different flavors. When we're talking about Chesed Gimel Shonim, so it needs 3 years. 3 years of Shtikas Abaylam is a Raya Gemur that you're in the Keach. Here we're talking about a Kinyan Chazok. We're not talking about a debate between the Meicher and the. We just need some symbolic act of Bailus. So for that, you don't need 3 years. The minute you're Echel Peiros, and the Bailam allow you to be Echel Peiros. So that's an act of Bailus. But it's only called an act of Bailus in the Karka because the Marikama is letting you do it. If the meicher is letting you do it, if there's no meicher, like by nichsi ager or nichsi hefker, with there's no meicher, so then the achilas peiros per se, it doesn't show any bialis. You have a field of hefker, you take an apple off the tree, it doesn't show bialis in the karka because you didn't touch the karka. If there's a meicher and the meicher lets you take an apple from his tree, that already shows. That already is a demonstration of bialis in the karka.
Did we quote the Rambam earlier in the point of Mitan?
Bezer,
who says that
if you have peiros, are us. Oh, very good. So I was thinking that the Rambam derived the shitosim. Because in Machlekes, the Rambam derived it, if by Chesed Gimel Shonim, what if the Peiros were Yisuri Ano? So the Ravid says that it's not a good Chazokah, and the Rambam says it's a good Chazokah nonetheless. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? So I thought Bipshutah, we talked about that in the beginning of the prayer. I thought Bipshutah, the Nekudas HaMachlekes is, Achilles Peir, the shtick of the Marakama shows bailus. But what is it about the shtick of the Marakama that shows bailus? What is it that the Marakama should have been upset about and should have been meicha, and his failure to do so shows that you bought the field? Is it the fact that you're being mafsid his payas? So you should be screaming, his apples, you're stealing his apples. Or is it that by eating his apples, you're showing bailus in the karka? But that's the nekudas ha-machlokes from the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid holds what's ma'ir macha is the fact that you're stealing the apples. So if the apples are not worth anything because they're isuri hano, so then what does the Marakama care that he's stealing his apples? He can't do anything with the apples anyway. So there's no arrest violence. But the Rambam holds that the problem with eating the apples is not that he cares about the apples. He doesn't care about the apples are orla anyway. He cares that eating apples shows violence in the karka. So Mela, the Rambam, that's what the Rambam holds that it is a that even if the payers are orla, it's still a demonstration of violence in the karka. Oh, so we could say it two ways. We could say it as a lishitosum, but Nathan's guessing it as a kasha. So I thought it's lishitosum, but the Ravid holds that the shtikas habailim. Maybe it's hakakasha. By machshav rishona, you could say that it's lishitosum. The Ravid holds that the lack of macha has to do with the value of the payers, so it doesn't work for kinyan chazaka. The Rambam holds that Achilles HaPeir shows bailus in the karka, so it works for Kinyan Chazaka. The problem is, you see from this Rambam, but also by Nitzi Hager, that even Lefi the Rambam, the Achilles HaPeir shows bailus in the karka, not because Achilles HaPeir be'etzim shows bailus in the karka, but because the Shtikas HaBailim shows bailus in the karka. So then it's not a kasha, it just ruins the lishitosim. The lishitosim was very elegant, but now it's ruined because so we don't have okay, we'll live without the lishitosim. It comes out even lefi the Rambam, it's not that the Achilles Peiris be'etzim shows bailus in the karka. The shtika of the Marakama shows bailus in the karka. But what is it about the shtika of the Marakama that shows bailus in the karka? That's enough, like, because the Rambam and the Ravid, is it the shtika of bailum that you're being mafsid his Peiris shows bailus in the karka? Or the shtika of bailum that you're showing bailus in his karka shows bailus in the karka? But kachet goes back to the shtikas habailim. So the Rambam holds the shtikas habailim is also since it shows bailus in the karka, since it's a riot to bailus in the karka, so it's an active. It demonstrates bailus in the karka, and therefore it's good for kinyan chazaka. And the Ravid holds no, it may be a riot for bailus in the karka, but for kinyan, you need a maisa in the gufa karka. Make something simple, a little bit overcomplicated. So let me just give me a second to think. maybe both things, both maybe both shtiklach Torah are true. Just the last thing is a little bit. Let's start with machlekes Ram and Ravid by all. So we have machlekes Ram and Ravid. If you're machzik and chesgim shonim, but the parents were also banor or l'shvias. So the Ram says it's a good chazak. The Ravid says not a good chazak. So the Ravid is pretty straightforward. The pshat in the Ravid is the Ravid apparently holds that the raya midlemicha, the raya from my shtika, is from the fact that I should be upset about the loss of my parents. So I should be upset about the loss of my parents. Since I apparently am not, it must be that I sold the parents to you, and we assume that I didn't just sell you the parents, I sold you the karka too. Like, that's how we normally assume. Yeah, that's the sugya, if you can say, if I have a right to tithe, the parents are out of it, but we're not going to get into that. Ordinarily, we assume, if I'm letting you eat the parents, it must be you own the parents. How do you own the parents? Because I sold you the field. So, l'fi d'ravid, it's the demonstration of bialis is very indirect. It's not really that eating Paris is in and of itself a demonstration of violence. Eating Paris is a loss of Paris. It's a financial loss. Why am I sitting by and allowing you to cause me a financial loss? The fact that I'm allowing you to cause me a financial loss is an indication that it must be that it's not a financial loss because it's really yours. And mainly it becomes a riot to the Achilles, it becomes a riot to the Chazak. So that's the Shita Saraiva that if the Paris also banoa, it doesn't count for Chesed Gimel Shana. Therefore, makes sense also that the Ravid holds that Achilles Peiris doesn't work for Kenyan at all. Because it's not really directly a demonstration of ownership in the karka. It's not a maisa that shows ownership in the karka. It's more like a paper trail. You know, I'm allowing you to cause me a financial loss. Why would I allow you to cause me a financial loss? It must be there is no financial loss because the Peiris are yours. And why are the Peiris yours? Probably because I sold you the field. So therefore it becomes a riot that I sold you. It's a train of circumstances that finally, we say elementary, my dear Watson. It must be that I sold you the field, but it's not direct to ma'isa chazaka, ma'isa bailus in the field. Whereas the Rambam holds that even if the parents are osir bano, you're eating my parents, doesn't cause me any loss at all. The parents are, I'm going to throw them in the garbage anyway. I'm going to burn them up anyway. They're arlo. So, why is it a good chazaka? Because the act of eating parents in my field means you're balabatoving in my field. You're acting as a bailim in my field, and that should tick me off. I shouldn't allow people to balabatav in my field. So that's the raya that it must be that I sold you the field. So in the Rambam already, it sounds like eating peiros is a balabataving in the field. It's an act of bialis in the field. Oh, so very very attractive to say. The Rambam's l'shitosoi that achilles peiros also works for kinyan chazok. Since the Rambam holds b'shitosay that eating peiros is an act of balabatishkeit in the field, so mimele it works for kinyan too. What is kinyan? What's nol goda parets? It's an act of showing bialis in the field. So achilles peiros also shows bialis in the field. So far, so good. But here we had a snare, because if that's the case, then it should work even by nichsei ager. What does it matter? There's no meicher. What does it matter if it's a field of hefker? But I'm doing a mice of bialis in the field by eating the peiros. I guess we have to say something along the lines of that even though eating peiros is an act of bialis in the field, that should tick off the marakama. But by itself, it's not such a strong maisa bialis in the field that shouldn't affect the kinyan. It only affects the kinyan, but siruf, the shtik of the marakama. There is something of there is some kind of maisa bialis in eating peiros. There's something here that ticks off the Marakama that the Marakama ought to be meichet to. So that's why it becomes, the Marakama shtika becomes a raya. But the Achilles Peiros in and of itself, even though it's enough balavat, it's enough of a maisa bailus to get the Marakama angry and to cause the Marakama to be meichet, but it's somehow, I'm not quite sure how to say this, but it's still not enough of a maisa bailus to affect the Kenyan, except that the very fact that the Marakama should be screaming and is quiet makes it an even stronger vice of violence that's able to affect the king. That you don't have by Nechzei Ager. Nakud is dochuk, obviously. This last thing is dochuk. So in a way, we could ask it as a question. What Nathan was asking before. In a way, the mice, we could ask it as a question. If achilas peiros, even if the orlof, is enough maisa bailas be'etzim to cause the murakama to want to be mecha, then why isn't it enough maisa bailas be'etzim to affect the kinyan, even by nechse ager? I think that's a Mishul Yash. I don't know. We'll leave that as a kashish to go. But each thing separately, I understand very well. Each thing separately works very well. The Ramashita that Achilles Peres is a Kenyan, I understand. It's a nice bialis in the field. Very good smack. It's the Ramashitose by Orla. That even Peres of Orla makes it how you have Chesed Kim Lashonim because the Achilles Peres by Etzim shows bialis in the field. That's the Ram Lashitosu that Achilles Peres works for a Kenyan also. The Rivet holds that Achilles Peres only because of the financial loss of the Peres. It's not by Etzim and Maisa bialis in the field. Therefore, he holds that by Orla, it's not a Chesed. Peres of Orla can't make Chesed Kim Lashonim. The Rivet, therefore, Lashitosu holds that by Nichsi Ager, there's no such thing as a Kenyan of Achilles Peres. That's one Shtikal Torah. That's very nice. Now we have another Shtikal Torah. The Ram holds Achilles Peres works for Chazoka, but why not by Nichsi Ager? The Ram holds Achilles Peres works for you for Kenyan Chazoka, but why not by Nichsi Ager? Why not by Nichsi Hefker? Because the Heroes Bailas comes from the Shtikas HaBailam, not from the act of the Achilles itself. So that's also a very nice Shtikal Torah. Put the two Shtikal Torah together and doesn't really, then there's a rough spot. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry for you. Let's go back. Zatumar. Who do I have? My voice by Basil. Amalei minochse v'antir v'achol shnei chazok. A lot of the sugyos in Cheskes Zabatim, this is how they start. What are you doing in my land? I bought it from you when I ate shnei chazok. That's the opening scene in a lot of these gemaras. Amalei said, so said the Marakamo, ano b'shchuni gavoy havoy. How is b'shchuni gavoy? What's shchuni gavoy? Let me show him the different pirushim what shchuni gavoy is. But the Rashbam learns. Let's see the Rashbam inside. Ve'achalti yishnei chazoka. Zok the Rashbam. Ve'ovarati shtori. Or ibarati shtori. Ve'atol lo'y mechisu li she'ezdor b'shtori. I don't know what the Rashbam wants of you with all of this. Yeah, we already know. We're learning Cheskes Zabatim. We know 3 years you have a chazoka. If the guy's moicha, then you don't have a chazoka. You see in the Rashbam learns that the Machoy is a Hasro Lishma Shtar. Even a Chacham, not only in Holch Yush. Machoy is a Hasro Lishma Shtar. That's what it sounds like. Atalei Machisu Shez Dor B'Shtar. The whole Rashbam not so clear to me. What does he want over here? It's self-explanatory. He times that it was there. Shnei Chazok. It may be easier for the end of the sugya. Omalei Ma'ar. Ano b'shchuni gavoy avoy. V'chadorim apnimiim hoysa ikadirasi. V'yisi oivet derech alecho mishtamish imcho b'bayis hachitzoin shedata b'y b'shusi v'lekachloi machisi. So when Kama comes with the Taina, he says, I was living in the chadorim apnimiim. The you're being machzik in the chadorim hachitzoinim of this bias. But I was living in the chadorim apnimiim. My only way out was to go through your part of the bias. Was to go through your bias. That's how they had. They have many times in Gemara. That's how they used to live. You could have a bias in the aliyah. To get out of the aliyah to the street, you have to go through the bias. And that's how they would live. One person would live up in the aliyah. Every time he wanted to go out into the street, he would go through the other fellow's living room. No, it didn't bother them. So that's the Marakaim's tiny here. That I was living in the chadorim apnimiim. And it was over there. Chalecho mishtamish imcha b'bayis achitzin. What do those words mean? Mishtamish imcha b'bayis achitzin. The tzeis brings two pshatim. What does that mean? What's the case? It could mean that I was mishtamish imcha b'bayis achitzin simply in the sense that I had a right to walk through. So every morning when I got up in the morning after I had my coffee, I would walk through your living room. So that's the hishtamshus, and that hishtamshus is menei the kinyan chazaka. Because I wasn't meicha, because I was mishtamish imcha, so I didn't feel the need to be meicha. Or is the pshat mishtamish imcha b'bayis achitzin means that I did other inyoni yishtamshus, not that I walked through, but I did other inyoni yishtamshus. I used to put around in your kitchen. I would make myself scrambled eggs in your frying pan. I was mishtamish imcha b'bayis. So obviously it's not a chazok. Chor lefi the second pshat, it's very sus from the lashon of the Gemara. All the Gemara says is b'shchuni gavoy avoy. It doesn't say anything else. If that's the case, then the Gemara should spell it out. I was mishchuni gavoy, and I had a right to be mishtamishin for b'bayis achitza. It's much more like the first pshat. That goes without saying. If I was in the chadorim apnimiim, shchuni gavoy means inside. So bati gavoy and bati baroy. So I was mishchuni gavoy. I was in the innermost neighbor. I was in the inner neighborhood. I was in the innermost section of the house. So then it goes without saying. So how did I get out? Obviously, I used to get out. I didn't live there trapped for 3 years. So it goes without saying. So I would obviously walk through your bias. Other Rishonim Machalek and the Rashbam, they don't think this stares the chazaka altogether. The Ramban says he doesn't see why this stares the chazaka. He says lots of times a person might sell somebody else a field or a bias, and his only way out is to have a derech to the field. So he reserves for himself. That's Shabbos Meicher Bayin Yofu. Sometimes the Meicher is Meicher Bayin Yofu, Bayin Yofu. But it very often happens that a person might sell a field and reserve for himself a right of way to go to the other person's field. But that's his only way out. Why would that be steered to the Chazaka? It doesn't show there was no... The fact that he's walking through doesn't show that there was no Kinyan. This was his way out. So of course, even if he sold the field, even if he sold the bias, the outer bias, but he certainly reserved for himself a derech to walk through. Why does that undermine the Chazaka at all? The Rashbam assumes that that already undermines the Chazaka. Maybe we'll see later on, Behemshech HaSugya, a better understanding of what they're arguing about. So anyway, so that was the case. That's the case. So the Marakam is tying, there was a Chazaka. Poshup Shat and the Rashbam learns, most Rishonim learn, that there were Edim, that there was a Chazaka. But the Marakam comes with an Elps, with a there's no Edom in the Chazaka, then Sefesh also Sefesh Yitir, then the Machzik would be, then the Marakama would be, and there's Edom for everything, there's Edom for the Marakama, there's Edom for the Chazaka, but the Marakama comes now with the Psanu Taina, that despite the fact that you were there for 3 years, but there's something that breaks the Chazaka, the fact that I had a Derech Alecha. Also, the commentary of Nachman, Omer Lizil Barach Iloscha. So Nachman said, you have to be Mevar Dechil, you have to be Mevar the Chazaka. You have to prove that you were there for 3 years without anybody walking through. Means the mach sequence. Mach sequence. Let's see the Rashbam. What did it start him over here? That's one of the core questions here in this Gemara. What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes here between Rav and Rav Nachman? So the Rashbam. Omalei LaMachzik. Zil barach iloscha. Havi edim shadarte bebayis levadecha gimul shonim b'loy oisir shabay imach. Kedin kol cheskis gimul shonim shetzorech lehavi edim shechzik b'chazok gemur. That's normally the rule by a chazok. You have to prove that you had a chazok. So just like you have to prove that you were there for 3 years, you have to prove that the 3 years that you were there alone without something that would make it not a chazok. So you always had the burden of proof that there was a chazak was always on the maksik. So now the Marakama raises a taina that he added there. The Marakama has a right to taina, and he has a right to be Mahir Sfekus. That's always a din when you have it in Torah. The Bali din have a right to taina. The taina is Mahir Sfekus. So now we have a suffix that maybe the Marakama is right. Maybe the Marakama is right that he walked through. So you have to, the same way you have to mivar the chazak in the first place, and now you have to mivar this new prat in the chazak. Rabbi says no. Hamaytzim chayyeh olav haraya. Doctor Hashbam olav al hamaarer lahavi raya. Shenish tamishima. The Murakam has to bring the raya. Hamaytzim chayyeh olav haraya. Even though normally hamaytzim chayyeh we normally think of as being the machzik, not the Murakam. Normally the Murakam is the muksuk. The machzik has to bring a raya to be maytzim from the Murakam. Here it's the other way around. Here we look at the machzik as being the muksuk. And the Murakama, who's trying to undermine the Muksokas with this new taina of Shchuna Gavoi, it's on the Murakama to prove his claim. Why? Says the Rashbam, it's really the Rova. The Kevin Shiro Eidim Lezeh HaMuksok Shenishtamish by Sholish Shonim. Ein Lanu Lochash Shema Gamze Hoya Imai. Hoya Ulay Shamanu Bilpi Hayayim. Just the core words in the Rashbam. Hoyol v'li shamanu bilti hayah. We never heard of this till now. What does Rashbam mean? We never heard of it till now. We didn't know anything till now. Today is when Basin opened this morning. Adam came and there was a chesed gimel shanim. And the same day that Adam came, there was a chesed gimel shanim. The Marakama tainu that b'shkunei gavoy avoy. What's this bilti hayah? What he means is not so much that it's. When the Edom said that he was there for 3 years, so Meyatzmenu, we had no reason to think that there was anything wrong with Achazok. That sounds like Obud and Shem. There was Edom, it was Gimel Shonim. The Edom were made that the Machzik was there, Gimel Shonim. We would not normally say to the Machzik, you know, Machzik, maybe the guy was walking, maybe the fellow, the Merkama, had a right of way, go prove that there was nobody, in the inner houses. Normally, we hear somebody was living in a house for 3 years. We assume that's Eidus Chazok. Now comes along the Merakama with the Taina that if the Merakama wouldn't raise it, it would never dawn on us to have this suffer. So that's called Lo Shemanu Bilti Ayin. Apparently, at this point already, the Machzik is the Muksuk. Since the Eidus Chazok, once the Eidus Chazok, the Machzik becomes the Muksuk. Now the Merakama is coming with the Taina that we on our own. If there was some suffix that we on our own might have, so then the machzik has to prove that he had a good chazokah. But since the machzik already brought the edim, as far as we're concerned, that was it. That was enough to make him the muksik. He should have been zeichin the din Torah. Now comes along the Marakama with the new taina out of left field that b'shchunig avoy avoy a taina that leish shemano b'dulti hayoyim says Rava. At this point, the machzik's already the muksik. So the now it's on the Marakama to prove otherwise. Rashbam adds, "Hay upto le mesukim elak shayu le edus lamar the bias of shalehoya." Obviously, we're talking about when the machzik had edim, where the Marakama had edim that he's the Marakama. Ala b'loy edus, if the Marakama had no edim that he's the Marakama, and it was just the machzik was meida, so I feel Rav Nachman meida. Even Rav Nachman would be meida that the machzik could win. The machzik neman b'loy raya shepesh also a peshi yitte di boyom shalihu me'elam kiyamanami minach seventiyem mem. Yeah, but there has to be Edim for the Marakama. If the Marakama didn't have Edim, then whatever the Machzik says, he's Neman. I bought it from you when you were not Peshchoni Gavon. We'll see later in Shem, the Rif brings the Yesh Mephoshim that it's talking about whether we have no Edim for the Marakama. A whole different Shem. Yeah, the Rif is going to be very formidable. That's going to be a challenge here, is the Rif Shittim. The Yesh Mephoshim and the Rif, and the Rif himself. But right now we're just starting, so we'll see with the Rashbam. Okay, so bottom line, it says in this Gemara, we have Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman. We have a case. Normally, we know that halacha is the machzik has to prove his case. You have to prove he was there for 3 years. Here we have a case where the machzik did prove he was there for 3 years. He brought Eilin, he was there for 3 years. The Merakama comes, and he's Ma'ir or Sofik that might undermine the Chazok. So Nachman says, Zil Barachi Loscha. So that's like any case where you have to prove the chazaka. The same way you have to prove the chazaka to begin with. So if the merkam is more sveikas than the chazaka, you have to prove that those sveikas aren't true. And Rav says, no, however, the shemar bilti ayon. Since you already brought the, since the eidim were made that he was there for 3 years, so he became now the muhsuk. So even though now the merkam is more sveikas in it, but these are new sveikas that are only would not have been mistapit. So mimele, however, the shemar bilti ayon. Rav says that he has to be that the hamaitzim mechver al haraya and the machzik wins. We'll see the hemsuch of the story. We'll go forward in the story in a second. Chay is a kasha. Chay is a kasha. Now you're showing me. Now you're showing me. I'm already the kasha. We had before a Gemara Mazutra. Mazutra said that he told the Omer, I see Sadi, the door be tloshni be imamu v'lalaya tanositayna. So the way the Rashbam learns Pshat in Mazutra. Mazutra is saying, if the Merkama doesn't tie anything, so it's enough to have Eidim and the Yomim. It's Stomim, or Yadar by Yomim, or Yadar by Leilis. If the Merkama tie is, so then you already have to prove that, then we no longer, then that breaks, that shakes up the Mistom, or Yadar by Yomim, or Yadar by Leilis. The Merkama is rather Ashram and places. How exactly does it work? But a component, this Psasor, the Merkama is a Kayach somehow to be Ma'ir is suffering in that. And now you have to be Mavar that you were there by Leilas. How are you Mavar you were there by Leilas? Rabbi says with Shivavi, Rava says with Seichim. Why don't we say over there, Ha'il Vul Shemar Bil Te'ayah? We assume that he was there by Yomim Valelis. They were Eidim. Mislamim Ayadar by Yomim Ayadar Valelis. So now comes along the Merkama, and he says, Absinutayna, that he wasn't there by Valelis. Leishamad built the Ayad. So why don't we say over there, why does, and so, okay, then it's maybe Rav Nachman, maybe Barzut is going like Rav Nachman, what's the kasha? Only Rav is the one who says this, Leishamad built the Ayad. But that's not Maspik. Why is that not Maspik? Then as we pass like a nachman, we pass like a nachman, but it's not gonna be enough. Somebody, yeah, what do you say?
I'm just saying
the halacha is like a nachman. Right. So what's the kasha? Only Rav is the one who says that the hayu l'shlamana built again. Rav is the one who says the svar. So what's the kai? Why is it a kasha? So why is it still svar? But this not. Yeah, say. Because the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, Mazruta comes logically prior to Abaye and Rav. Abaye and Rava, who said that you have to bring Eidim on the Leilos, according to Rava, Abaye with the Shivavi, according to Rava with the Seichim, they're talking about, the Rashbam spoke out, they're talking about it, not Stam. Stam is not Magadar, Yom is Magadar, but Leilos. Abaye and Rava, we're talking about a case where, as Mazutra said, the Merkama tainted that he saw that he wasn't there by Leilos. And that's when Abaye and Rava said that you have to bring Eidim on the Leilos, so Abaye Kedisli and Rava Kedisli. So you see, the Rava himself, folks, that if the Merkama tainted, I see Sadi that you were there by Leilos, so now you have to bring Raya. You have to bring Raya that you were there by Leilos. Why? Rav himself says this story that I always learned built Yom. When the original Eidim were made, we assumed that he was there by Yom Balayla. Now the Merkam is coming with a new Raya that I saw you weren't there by Leila. So I always learned built Yom. So why don't we say Meitzim Mechavel of Raya? Why do you have to bring Eidim on the Leilos? If you learn like those who shine him, like the Rosh, that the Mistoma is not Mistoma Mayadar Bayom Mayadar Balelis. The Mistoma is a day in mental Lelis. So then I don't think it's so. Then I think it's different. Over there, it's not that. It's not Hayo Lishamad Bilta Yom. We always had a Suffolk on the Lelis. We just assume that the Eidim are being made in the Leilus. The Markama, for some reason, has a right to demand that the Eidim be mefarish the Eidus. You know, why that's so is the question, but at least it's different than over here. But that's not how the Rashbam learned. The Rashbam, they said mefarish. The Mistam is not on the Eidus. The Mistam is on the fact. Mistamim hoya darba yomim hoya darba leis. If a person is darba yomim, mistamim was darba leis. So why is that different than over here? Mistamim hoya darba bayis achitzoin. He was darba bayis achitzoin alone. Some is a chiluk, yeah.
Can you make a flow between the fact that like here there's an actual edus on something definite, but over there it's just it's a mistama, so it's not actually an edus on the lelos. If we apply a mistama, but maybe you don't apply the follow the shaman of the lelos when there's not a definite edus.
I mean, there's an edus on the yom, there's no edus on the lelos. Here, there's an edus that he was there. Yeah, but there's no edus that the Murakama was not there too. That's the time of Murakama. Murakama is the time of, I was there too, yet you were there. I'm asking, you were there. But I was there every morning also and every evening. So that undermines the chazaka. So why? So we serve us. No, l'hoil v'li shemayna bilteya. So why were they also? L'hoil v'li shemayna bilteya. Yeah.
Can we say that we still buy more zutra that the Murakama can make this time? It's like a kiyum shtoros. So over here, maybe Rav is saying, Rav Nachman holds. That's a Kiyum Shtaros, said the guy needs to bring Eidim that he was there.
But then it's going to make things worse. That's going to be a problem in the end. Because the Svar Kiyum Shtaros, Rav Nachman says, not Rava.
I was just going to say, maybe Rava would say, here, this is not, this guy's not asking for a Kiyum Shtaros. This guy, the by more Zutri, could say, it's a Kiyum Shtaros that he wants to see nighttime. But here, it's like, this guy has brought everything, and this guy's coming with a time of Shlosh Shemana Biltayam. That's not a time he's allowed to. It's not his right to make a
Kiyum Shtaros. Yeah, it's pretty very Dach Gemara. And I think it's going to be a problem when I want to say that. It's going to be Dach Gemara to say that Rava also has the Svar of Kiyum Shtaros.
But we said he does buy more.
Yeah, I know. It may be a problem than what we said then. I'm not so sure that's going to how that's going to work. I don't know. We'll have to see. I think it's going to be problematic in the Chedron. It's true. Rashbam said it. I mean, I said it, really. I mean, I said it in the Rashbam, but clearly it's not so great because... It comes out of Rav Nachman, and in the sugi over here, so good, it's Rav Nachman. Rav Mazutra could hold that Rav Nachman, but the problem is, but Rav also seems to hold the way in the Gemara before. Yeah.
Maybe it's a whole of a low Shabbat. We would have heard if somebody was in the house. You would have heard if the Markham was in the house. So it's a low Shabbat that you were in the house, but this is
So you're saying maybe Hoyle Lo Shabbat and Biltayim doesn't just mean that it's like a new thought. It means that we don't even believe it because we would have heard about it. If you were there, we would have heard about it. I don't think that's tenable in the Hemshech Gemara, because like, what's the Gemara's comparison to Nichsi Devei Basis? The Gemara is by case of Nichsi Devei Basis, just don't bestow or anything. Just it's new stars that it's not really Nichsi Devei Basis. It sounds like the Hoyle Shemana Bilta Yoyim doesn't mean we have some evidence that it's not true. It's just it's coming out of left field. It's not something we would have dawned on us. But maybe the Chiluk is this, that it's not a Chiddush. His not being there by Leilos, it's not rocket science to know that the Chazok has to be by Yomim of Leilos too. It's not as if we never thought. Well, what about the Leilos? We knew that there's an issue about the Leilos. We knew that you need a Chazok on the Leilos also. We had a mistomim hayadar by Yomim hayadar by Leilos. We thought that the Yomim are evidence for the Leilos too. Because most people, if they live there by Yomim, they live there by Leilos also. So Murakama can come with that. It's Bari. No, it's not true. Aniva Yisib, that he wasn't there by Leilos. He was only there in the Yomim. But otherwise, the Yomim are evidence for the Leilos. So it's not that we didn't think that, we didn't dawn on us that we want to have a Raya for the Leilos. We always knew that you need a Raya for the Leilos. Obviously, Chazok has to be by Yomim by Leilos. Otherwise, it's not Ritzufin. And maybe it's not even Mekutois. Maybe it's even Mekutois. Of course you have to have Eidus in the Leilos. But we thought that there's a Mestoma, that the Yomim is a ride to the Leilos. So what that Masutra says, with the Taina, you could break that Mestoma. Sheenkin over here, it's not that we said, well, of course you have to make sure that the Mor's Kama is not walking through, but Mestoma, if you were in the Bayis Achitz and nobody was in the Bayis Achitz. The Pshat is, it didn't dawn on us that there should be, we had no reason to think that there should be an issue of anybody that there's a Bayis HaPnimi with somebody living there. Like, this is not an issue that we ever thought about. It's not that we thought about it, but we had some stomach to obviate it. It's just not a thing that we ever thought about. And now you're coming up with a new thing from left field. That I was in the Bayis HaPanimi, and I was at a Derech HaLecha. So that's Lo Shemanu Bilte Ayan. We were machzik the guy. We had a chazakah. We had edus. We had edus and gimel shana. We had everything that we needed. And now you're coming with some scenario that you know we wouldn't have thought of it in a million years. So that Rava says that's how Lo Shemanu Bilte Ayan. The guy with the edus alone, he became a muxa. Other Rishonim do it. Yes, this kash question. It's one of the there's other pshatim in the Gemara. But the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, the Chayra, it happened with Chalak on the Echzer. Yeah. So let's see about the Gemara. So the Meicher said, the Lekeach, Hol lav the Vei Bar Sisin, the Vei Bar Sisin. The Vei Bar Sisin. Also, the Kamir Nachman, the Kamir Nachman, the Lekeach. Amal Rav, the Dina Hochi, the Meitzim Echarel of Harayah. Kasha deroba deroba kasha derav nachman aderav nachman. So what's this case over here? Let's see the Rashbam. Kol nichsi devei bar sisin. Kolay mekol oisin kakoy shekanisi me oisi odom sheshmei bar sisin. So the case is the meicher sold the lekeach. He was a big real estate guy, and he had a section of real estate that was called nichsi devei bar sisin. They were called nichsi devei bar sisin because that's where the meicher had acquired these lands from somebody called the Bar Sisin. So these were the Bar Sisin estates. And he was selling to the Lekeach the Bar Sisin estates. Then after the exchange of the Mecher had happened, so the Mecher said to the Lekeach that one of those properties is really never came from Bar Sisin. People called it Bar Sisin, part of the Bar Sisin estates, but it really wasn't from the Bar Sisin estates. It was land from somewhere else. The Mekrai the Bar Sisin. Kach Kiran Loi. Ve'en Yadum Konim Bar Sisin. Lefichach Nikris Kain. Ve'kach Shema Lo'olam V'yushalim Yavaisov. That's two scenarios. Oh no, sorry, that's already the Teres Lima. You know, I'm sorry, we're still in this part of the world. The Mekrai the Vei Sisin, Kach Karen Loi, Ve'en Yadu Em Konim Vei Bar Sisin, Ulefichach Nikris Ken. Ve'kach Shmo Mi'olam V'yushi Loi Mi'a Vaisuf. In other words, that's a suffix. There was this piece of property, it was called Bar Sisin, but we don't know if it was hack of wood from Bar Sisin like the other properties. Or maybe this just happened to be called the Bar Sisin property, but it wasn't really the bona fide Bar Sisin property, so it was some property that he had from before. So Rav Nachman was Ukm Vyodr Lekeh. Kidem a first time on the Kameh, the late day Ramil the Glui, the Lav Bar Sisin. Rav Nachman gave it to the Lekeh, because he said, the burden of proof is on the Mecher to show that it's not a Bar Sisin property. Since it's called Bar Sisin, we presume that it's a Bar Sisin property. The burden of proof is on the Mecher that it's not. And Rava said, no, Ukma Biyadu Lekeach. I'm sorry, that's Ukma Biyadu. And Rava said, Omele Rava, Dinoch, Ilahitzi Misafik, Mitachas Dea, Mecher Shu Muxuk. The Mecher is holding on to the property. Hamaitzi Mechaveri, he's the Marakamo. Hamaitzi Mechaveri, the Hainu Lekeach, Olov Lahavi Raya's Chus, Umeyacha Sheinli Raya Yafsit. Kash Rav Nachman, the Rava, Kash Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman, the El Mukul Rav Nachman, Viyad Amecha, Rava Viyad Alekeach, Vahocha Yibcha. So what's the analogy over here? Why is this case analogous to Akris? According to the Rashbam. So according to the Rashbam, again, everything goes back to the Hilul Shemayim and Bil Tayyam. According to the Rashbam, what was the original Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman? Nachman said, Zil Barach Iloscha. That just like you have to prove the Chazok itself, so now if there's some new suffix about the Chazok, you have to prove that too. You have to mivar the Chazok, and to mivar the Chazok means also to mivar that if there's new Sheikis that are in this other in the Chazok, you have to establish, you have to, the Machzik, you have to, you're always going to be the Machzik, the Lekev, you have to prove that it's that you have a clear and free claim on the field. And Rava says no. Since the Pasha until the Taina, when we heard the Eidus originally, we thought that it's Gimel Shanim and it's your Karka. And Leshamano Bilti Hayoyim that there's some problem with the Chazak of Shchuni Gavoy, that there was a Derech. So since the Eidus of the Chazak was already in his Kabbal, and it didn't occur to us that there should be a problem with Shchuni Gavoy. And now you're being ma'ir, I'm being ma'ir in Nusaytis of Shchuni Gavoy Avoy. So, Hayol v'leshamanu bilte ayoyim, you already became the Musuk. And now with the burden of proof is on me, the Murakam. So, the Gemara, so carrying that over to this case of Barsisim, the Gemara thinks it's analogous. I sold you a bunch of properties under the heading of Barsisim. All the Barsisim properties means all the properties that I bought from Barsisim. Now there's this property that everybody calls it a Barsisim property. But I'm Irish Suffolk, it's not so. This happens if you call Barsisim, but it wasn't really included in the Mechir. So I'm being Irish New Suffolk. Originally, we read the Shtar and it says, they know that you bought all the Barsisim properties, and this, everybody knows this is a Barsisim property. So, but Pshutoi, it's yours. Now you're the Muxim. But now I, the Meicher, come up with a new Suffolk. I'm a Irish Suffolk. It's not really, this property is not really a Barsisim property. It's only Mikraya, the Barsisim. But it's not really a Barsisim property. It's not included in the same. So, what I would expect is that Rav Nachman would say, Zil Barach Iloscha. Just like you have to prove the sale itself, I'm the Murakama. You want to prove that you bought the fields, you have to prove you bought the fields. Show a shtar. You have to prove that the Mecha happened. Okay, so you do. You have a shtar. It says that you bought all the Barsisim properties. But I'm a Irisophic that maybe the shtar doesn't include this property. Maybe this property just happens to go by the name of Barsisim, but it's not really a Barsisim property. It just happens to have the name Barsisim. It's not really a Barsisim property. It's not included in the shtar. So I would expect Rav Nachman to say Zil Barach Iloscha, just like you have to prove the sale itself. So now if I'm a Meir Sofik, if this is included in the sale, you have to prove that too. And the burden of proof should be on you. And I would expect Rava to say, Leishamana Bilti Ayoyim. We had a star, it said by Sisan, we assumed that it included this property too. Now already you became the Muxer, even though normally the Markam is the Muxer. But once we have a star that says by Sisan, and presumptively it includes this Karka, so now you already became the Muxer. Now Meir, a new Sofik, maybe not. Leishamana Bilti Ayoyim. But by this time, you're ready to Muxik. The burden of proof should be on me. That's what I would expect to happen. Instead, it's just the opposite. Moshe Kapar. Rav Nachman is the one who said that Rav Nachman over here is the one who says that you win. You don't have to mivar the achila. You win. And Rava says that Hamitzim Mechaver Lo V'Raya, but in the opposite sense. Not Hamitzim Mechaver Lo V'Raya, normally Hamitzim Mechaver Lo V'Raya. Before Rava said Hamitzim Mechaver Lo V'Raya, he meant that you win. Here, Rava says, "Amitzim mechaver l'v'raya." He means that I win because I'm the Murakama. So, if I was the opposite, they're taking opposite views. Rav Nachman, who in the first Gemara, in the Rav Nachman by Shchuni Gavoy, he said, "Zil borach iloscha," that you lose or I win. You have to prove the chazaka. He's the one over here by Barsisin who says that you don't have to prove the mecher. You don't have to prove the mecher. We give it to you. Ukum v'yodim lekech. And Rava, who says by Shchuni Gavoy, Amitzim Mechaver Lo V'Raya, that you win because Hayol Shemana Bilte Ayoyim. I can't come up with a new tine out of left field, which relates Shemana Bilte Ayoyim. So you win. You already became the Muxuk. Here he says that because I'm Amitzim Mechaver Lo V'Raya, we give the property back to the Mecher. What do you mean? Why don't we say Hayol Shemana Bilte Ayoyim? The lokeif is already the muchsam. So that's the steal that Gemara is asking between Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman, and between Rava and between Rava and Rava. Okay, I guess we'll leave the West Terrace for tomorrow.
Thank you.